This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yesterday, Prince Andrew, the royal Prince Andrew, reached a settlement in a civil sexual assault case. Over the summer, Virginia Goffrey sued the prince, accusing him of sexually assaulting her on three different occasions when she was underage. She was only 17. One of those instances was on, she says, was on Jeffrey Epstein's private island. Now, Prince Andrew has repeatedly denied responsibility. By the way, the Queen has distanced herself from Prince Andrew. Now, he has agreed to make a, quote, substantial donation to Giffrey's charity in support of victims' rights. He's acknowledged her as an established victim of abuse. Of course, he didn't admit guilt, but he claims she is an established victim of abuse who suffered because of unfair public attacks, but he is not admitting that he assaulted her. Her lawyer, of course, says, look, this whole situation speaks for himself. But it is a settlement in a civil sexual assault case. It got me wondering how victims of sexual assault feel about these settlements and if that is true justice. Brooke Morath is the subject of one of my podcasts. She has since become a friend. She is a confidant of mine when I have sensitive topics that are involving victims' rights. I often go to Brooke, as I did this morning. She is now a graduate of the University of Minnesota. She is a research tech with the Mayo Clinic, has a master's degree in public health policy and ethics, and she is a victim advocate. And if you remember the backstory, Brooke was raped on the university campus by a stranger. She was pushed down in the snow, raped violently next to her car as she was going to pick up a friend from the airport. And the Minneapolis police bungled her case and did not find her rapist, even though there were some leads. Her rapist was eventually arrested just a few years ago. And Brooke is joining us now to talk about that sense of justice and the Prince Andrew case. So, Brooke, I'm so happy to have you back on the show, sweetie.
I'm always happy to be invited, especially for these more nuanced, challenging topics, like you mentioned.
And this one is, it's not, I mean, your situation, I mean, you went through hell. You went through hell, years and years of not knowing what if your rapist was ever going to be found, years of bungled opportunities. But finally, you did receive justice. You know, a guy from Ham Lake was arrested in your rape. I mean, when he was arrested and booked, did you feel a sense of complete justice?
I don't know that that complete justice is attainable, but I will say that I felt justice to the best of whether it was the investigators who took over the case and the prosecution. I think to the best of their ability, justice was absolutely served in my experience.
Mm-hmm. And I know it can never be complete because of what your rapist took from you. And I totally understand that. I hope I didn't ask the wrong question there. So I appreciate your nuanced answer. I know that you've been following this Prince Andrew case. They reached a civil sexual assault settlement. What did you think when you heard that, you know, he's making a donation and not admitting guilt? What is your reaction to that?
I guess I have multiple reactions from different perspectives. It's easy, I feel, to be frustrated when there's not admissions of guilt. However, I think it's very important to remember that it is a civil case and not criminal, and the expectation or hope that there would be a formal admission of guilt was never an outcome that could be expected. So I think, but that doesn't change the fact that, of course, it's frustrating, especially with this degree of suspected perpetration and just how far it goes. You know, I think we all share that desire to see accountability and the establishment of guilt on a more formal level. So I do understand that. But I also think it's from a victim perspective, I don't think my personal opinions on the case, I think ultimately don't matter. I think what matters is what Virginia's opinion and outlook is on the matter. And if she feels a sense of justice, then I feel that is what matters. That is the threshold.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brooke, this is Paul. Thank you again for coming on. And I admire you, your courage, your ability to take a really awful experience and turn it into a positive and inspire other people to stand up and make their voices heard. I'm just curious, are things getting better? And specifically with social media, you know, we decry cancel culture. Other people say it's not cancel culture, it's accountability culture. Between what's happening on social media, I mean, Jeff Zucker, the top guy at NBC, you know, Andrew Cuomo, Chris Cuomo. I mean, powerful people with money, and they're having to come to terms with their behavior. Doesn't matter how much money. It's shining a light. Stuff that might have happened in the darkness 20 years ago, it's harder to get away with stuff today than it was. And I hope it's easier to have true accountability, that if you are the victim, that, you know, there can, in fact, be justice. Do you think we're heading in the right direction or not?
I personally feel as though we are. It can be difficult to gauge, I think, especially with social media, as you were saying, and there's a lot of thought terminating cliches being tossed around, but I do think the trajectory is positive.
Well, that's encouraging.
It's tough to say. I think we can fall easily into the trap of thinking, because of all the publicity and accessibility to these stories, that we're no longer in the dark. But again, we only know so much. You know, we don't know all the details of what goes on behind the scenes and whatnot. So I think we're a bit quick to formulate opinions and judge, you know, how dire or hopeful the situation is. But nonetheless, I do believe we're headed in the right direction.
Okay.
Brooke, share with us a little bit about your advocacy work. I know we spoke a few weeks ago when I spoke to somebody about a task force that was talking to police about the carjackings that were happening in Minneapolis and the suburbs. And you're involved in that. So tell us a little bit about your advocacy work and what you're up to now.
I don't have a formal advocacy position, but I do serve in my free time on the Minnesota Sentencing Guidelines Commission. I assume that's what you're referencing. And
yes.
So that's just providing a voice for victims in determining the different guidelines and whatnot when it comes to felony sentencing and advising the legislature and whatnot. And the current issue that you referenced is on the custody status point.
Are they listening? Is the legislature listening to the task force? Do you, and it's sort of a two-part question. Also, I know MPD has had its share of problems lately, but since we did deny justice and since we did the series on how they, you know, prosecute and investigate rape, do you feel that they have taken the work seriously, and is it getting better for victims of violent crimes?
I think it's a bit difficult for me to speak for the legislature specifically, but I can say the work that I've done more on an individual level, that's really my favorite area to work within, is just that one-on-one with local partnerships and whatnot. But so through those more community-based initiatives and whatnot, I've seen a lot of truly compassionate individuals and leaders who are making, not just saying that they want to reform, but enacting effective policies and procedures. So again, it's, I think, trying to gauge based upon the greater narratives and discussions can be a little bit misleading. And when you really look at the, on the more local levels, I see very promising efforts. Now that's just one person's experience, but I'm hopeful.
That's good. We appreciate that, and we feed off your hope and optimism. Brooke Morath, thank you for joining us today. We wish you nothing but the best going forward. So thanks
you,
for
Brooke.
Coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
You bet.
You got it. Yeah, she her story is so inspiring, and the fact that she is continuing to work in advocacy and work one-on-one with victims, you know, stay in that space of of being violated and helping others through it, it takes an enormous amount of compassion to do the work that she does, and she is extraordinary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.